Following a mild day yesterday, temperatures are cooler today following the passage of a cold front, and the air will turn even colder tonight into the day tomorrow. It's been pretty windy as well. At times, gusts have reached up over 30 miles an hour this afternoon. Winds will remain on the gusty side through the first part of tonight, and then those winds will diminish during the late evening and then past midnight. We also have a couple of snow showers around, and there is the chance for a few more passing snow showers and flurries into this evening, but by and large, those snow showers will come to an end as the wind begins to turn a little more to the north. And as high pressure works across eastern Canada, that's going to bring us a quiet weather night, a cold night though, as temperatures fall back into the single digits and teens across our area. High pressure remains in control for tomorrow, so we'll have sunshine to start off the day. And then as the day moves along, we'll see some middle and high clouds come into the mix. Those are kind of those thin clouds that will come into our sky tomorrow afternoon. So it looks to be a quiet day, a nice day tomorrow. It is going to be on the cold side, but not as windy as today. So we won't have to deal with those wind chills tomorrow, but we'll deal with just regular chill as temperatures will rise up only into the teens and 20s across much of our area tomorrow afternoon. A few spots south of Albany may make it above the 30-degree mark. And then on Friday, we see our next storm come into the area, and it looks to be a wintry mix. It's likely to snow for most of the day across areas north of I-90 on Friday, and then for areas south of I-90, we're likely to get into a wintry mix by Friday afternoon. I'm concerned that there's going to be slippery travel across our area on Friday. For areas that are north of I-90, it looks to be primarily snow. For areas south of I-90, it may be more of that wintry mix with even a period of icing possible later Friday into Friday evening. I know Friday is a busy day as we head into the holiday weekend and there's a lot of people traveling or maybe going to parties. There's probably going to be some problems on the roads on Friday, so keep that in mind. Then on Saturday, the next storm arrives. For most of us, it looks to be warm enough that it will be rain on Saturday, but I'll mention that across the higher terrain of the Adirondacks, Greens, maybe even the Berkshires, it may end up being more of a wintry mix or even some snow, so we'll have to keep an eye on that. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, partly cloudy with some evening snow showers, cold, low in the single digits to lower teens. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and high clouds, cold but not as windy as today, with highs in the teens and 20s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy with some evening snow showers, low in the single digits to lower teens. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and high clouds, cold with highs in the teens and 20s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the teens to lower 20s. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, high 28 to 34. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, partly cloudy and cold, low in the teens. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and high clouds, cold but not as windy as today, with highs in the upper 20s. Region-wide on Friday, cloudy with a wintry mix of snow, sleet, freezing rain, with highs in the 20s and 30s. And on Saturday, cloudy with rain likely, a possible wintry mix in the mountains, with highs in the 30s and 40s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.